And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Thursday, January 16th, 2025. We are at a hinge moment in history. In 4 days, we are going to we're going to see a new era, I believe, ushered into this country, the United States, with the inauguration of President Donald Trump. And I have to say that after 4 years of the regime of Joe Biden, I'm looking forward to a lot of promises that were made being kept. I've got a great show lined up for you. Incredible guests tonight. I could not ask for a better two people, two of my favorite people, actually, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com and Gary Haven. Gary Haven is perhaps one of the finest, most giving individuals I've ever had the opportunity to meet. He has helped so many people in need, whether it's North Carolina, whether it's Haiti. I mean, you name it, he's there. In fact, he's done more for a lot of people than many of the largest NGOs and government agencies on the planet. So with me, again, Steve Quayle and Gary Haven. Before I get to both of them, I just want to open up by saying this. As I mentioned, we're at a hinge moment in history. We are looking at a change, a new direction for this country, the proper direction. You know, as of January 1st of 2025, Joseph Robinette Biden issued a staggering 8,064 pardons or commutations. And that's the most in modern American history, if you set aside the 200,000 that Jimmy Carter granted for draft dodgers from the Vietnam War era. That number, the 8,064, includes a stunning broad pardon for his son, Hunter Biden, which strategically encompasses a very specific period that is obviously mutually beneficial between Hunter and all of his partners in crime, the entire Biden crime family. Biden has issued more pardons than the last 11 presidents combined. I'm talking about from the end of Eisenhower to the present. Now, on December 23rd, to the cheers of the radical leftists and the legacy media, Biden commuted the death sentences of 37 out of 40. Count them. 37 out of 40 federal inmates on death row, all of whom were convicted of murder and heinous murders at that. The commutations as well. It's just absolutely mind-blowing. I'm telling you, even pardoned was a single person in a small town in America who embezzled $54 million from the town coffers, essentially put the town in bankruptcy, and yes, walking free. So what, right? Now, we elected President Trump to right the wrongs, right, to get us back on track. I believe the litmus test for this is the first, one of his first orders of business. He promised, he was elected conditionally with the promise of pardoning the January 6th political hostages. And I say that, I'm saying political hostages, political prisoners. The abuse by the federal government against the people in jail right now is absolutely off the charts. Understand this very quickly. There are approximately 300 prisoners in 75 prisons in 35 states, many of them hundreds, if not thousands, miles away from their home, from their homes. People think about, okay, let's pardon them. What happens next? What happens when they walk out those prison doors? And I've seen that. 3 a.m., you walk out the doors. Who's there to take care of them when they're 1,000, 2,000 miles away from home deliberately? What's going to happen to the J6 hostage that's been in their gulag for a number of years? They're going to stand there, look around, and say, now what? Has anyone thought about this? I'll tell you who has. Gary Haven has thought about this. And with Gary Haven, he has developed the J6 Freedom's Ambassadors Project. Folks, it'll be on the screen, and the link will be in the program description box. Please, this is a give, send, go initiative to have ambassadors meet these prisoners and assist them to get home if they have a home left, or to otherwise assist them, get them out of the cold. I mean, many have nothing except what's on their back, if that. And we need to help these people. And of course, Gary Haven, answering that call, that patriotic call, has created this initiative. So it's with great pride I want to introduce Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com and Gary Haven. Steve, I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'm going to thank you both. And one last thing, if you didn't do so already, I'll put it in the program description box. Make sure you catch the interviews of Gary Haven on InfoWars, as well as Mike Adams. And I believe there's one other one. We'll put all of the links to those interviews. Watch them all and spread them. Spread them. Steve, I'm going to turn it over to you, sir. Thank you.
Well, Doug, thanks. I'm going to just turn it over to Gary. He's done, I think, a marathon day, and he's done a marathon job. But this is the most crucial issue, in my opinion. If the president weasels or backtracks, that's going to send a message that what else did he say that isn't the truth? Now, it's really critical. I'm just going to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people thought they could shut up, or they didn't want to be counted for these men, and they were railroaded under lies, and more lies. So with no further ado, Gary's going to come on. And Gary, nice to see you. I can't remember the last time we did a show together, but share with the people the plan to take care of these people and what your take is. Will weasel words prevail over actions from President Trump? And more importantly, you know, deal with it in the right time with Vance. There's so many rumors behind the scenes, and rumors always have a basis in fact, ladies and gentlemen. So I want Gary to lay it out and give him the maximum amount of time, because he's been on a marathon. Go ahead, Gary.
Thank you, Steve. And Doug, it's great to be with you. You know, it's talking about something serious like this when you're sharing it with friends like you guys sure makes the interview go easier. So the first thing is that there's a very good chance that Trump is going to keep his promise. And on Monday afternoon, there could be 300 of these J6 heroes literally put out on the street. And by the way, many of them are in D.C. in jail there. And I just saw the weather forecast for Sunday and Monday. Can imagine these people being out there in their prison jumpsuits with no place to go. So the reality is that we have to step up and be there for them. So I'm working with several organizations that are providing what we call ambassadors. And so we're going to have people at every one of these 75 prisons across the country to be there in the event that they're going to be put out onto the street. We're going to make sure that they're warm, they're fed, they've got a hotel room available. We're going to connect them with their families, because nobody's really getting any official notice on this. So even their families won't know that they're out on the street. So we're going to make sure that they're safe and connect them. The ones that are in driving distance, we're going to provide transportation, or at least take care of them until their families get there to bring them home. There's a number of them, as Doug mentioned, that are hundreds, if not thousands of miles away from their family. So we created what we call Operation Airlift. And we've got more than a dozen jet aircraft on standby to be able to fly to the cities where they're going to be released in and pick these heroes up and get them to their hometowns. And then there's another group that have no home. And so we've been able to find what we call transitional homes, where these people with no place to go will be cared for. They'll have a roof over their head. They'll be fed. They'll receive the medical care and the counseling from the trauma that they've just gone through. And so this Operation Freedom is being rolled out right now. Now, there's going to be cost involved with the hotel rooms and food and the care and things like that. So we have a Give Send Go account that you'll see in a couple of times here in a few minutes. And you can go on and participate. And, you know, we have been almost forced into silence for these last 4 years at this great crime that was done to the American people, almost to a person, only for exercising their First Amendment rights. It was clear that the election was stolen, but we weren't supposed to talk about it. We were ridiculed. People would have been fired. Certainly we're censored. Well, you know, this audience is among those people that refuse to sit back and let tyranny happen in our midst. So if you want to do something for these people, go and make a donation, and all the money's going to go to these victims of this great government crime, and we're going to make sure that their immediate needs are met. And so that's the program that we're acting on just at the very moment. You know, we're only a few days away from this event happening, and we spoke about Trump keeping his promise. Another effect of your support, of you sending the links to your friends, of spreading the word. Doug, the other program was the Liberty Report with Dr. Ron Paul. Watch that. That's a quick 20-minute interview that kind of gets to the point. But President Trump's going to get the message. He's going to find that there are millions of Americans that care about this. And I believe that his commitment, volunteering the commitment to pardon these people, is a litmus test for his entire administration. If this promise is not kept, and he doesn't grant these pardons, as he said over and over, he will fail the litmus test. And I'm concerned that the rest of his promises, the rest of his administration, you know, when the mantra of his first term was lock her up, lock her up. I believe the mantra of this second term is set them free, set them free. So this is a very important event. We need to put pressure on the Trump administration to keep the promise. And you mentioned J.D. Vance in his interview on Fox News a couple of days ago, where he mealy-mouthed that there might be some conditions and they might look at it. Well, we're not tolerating that. We've had it with the abuse of the federal government and the failure of our representatives to keep their promises. So the more we can get the word out on this, the more likely Trump will follow through and do what he said. And there can't be any conditions. J.D. Vance says something about, well, the ones that committed violence. Well, the violence was committed by the Capitol Police. It was committed by the FBI and their midnight raids to arrest the grandmothers that were doing nothing other than you know, maybe trespassing. The only justice here is a complete pardon for all of them. And then after that, it's some sort of restoration of their lives. These people have been tortured. They've been in solitary confinement for months. You know, this requirement for a speedy trial, you know, many of them were held for months, if not years, without justice. And most of them simply had to do a plea deal because they couldn't afford to go against the resources of the federal government. You know, and the real crooks in this whole thing is the FBI and the Justice Department and the court system in Washington, D.C. There was no justice, speedy or otherwise. So this is an important event. I think it's the most important event of our moment right now, is making sure that the January 6th heroes that have been locked into an American gulag, a gulag archipelago, when you consider that they're in 75 prisons all across the country. Here in America, a Soviet concentration camp, a political prison, It's amazing that it happened. And we can't sit back quietly and ever let it happen again, nor get justice for these people immediately. So put pressure on Trump. Let's fund this thing so that their needs are met. And let's never be quiet again in this country for this sort of atrocious abuse of a totalitarian state, of institutions that are corrupt and criminal.
Amen. Well, Steve? Yep.
Well, I think that what's the blight on this nation worldwide is the silence that Gary's addressing. We must never let it happen again, but it should have never happened in the first place. There was absolute, pretty much silence and weasel words, even from the former vice president who, you know, I mean, I call him Fluffy, the Pillsbury Doughboy. I'm sorry, but that's the amount of backbone. But ladies and gentlemen, this is critical. These are fellow citizens, many of them are Christians, and they have been persecuted. The court systems are so corrupt. And I want to share this with you. I don't even know if I told you this, Gary or Doug, but I was contacted by somebody who knows the international bankers and a specific, I don't know their names because, you know, in my world, they got to stay hidden and I don't know their names. But they said Ashley Babbitt, her murderer, was paid to do so. That was an assassination. It was not a response to any violence. And the fact, Doug, as an investigator, and Gary, as you know the story, that's not, how do I say this? Everybody's afraid in America to tell the truth. Not everybody, but the majority of, quote, the silent majority better understand if they don't stand and fight for evil now, what's coming against them will seem like they will be steamrolled. So, Gary, what's your take? I mean, I'm hearing rumors about Vance, okay? I live in a rumor-infested world. But the rumors I'm finding are really pretty significant. And the fact that weasel words – listen, when you hear a weasel word, you know that you cannot trust those people. So based on what you know, the people you know, different people than I know, the bottom line is what are their thoughts as to the Vance vice presidency? And has anybody given you, first question, has anybody given you a reason why that president even chose him in the first place? Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry, did we lose Gary?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there we go.
Am I back now?
There we are.
I've heard from Mar-a-Lago that after J.D. Vance mealy-mouthed that answer, that he had his ass handed to him. There was a firestorm over this. And it's indicative of the importance of this issue to the American people. You know, we had a certain amount of tolerance for Trump not keeping a lot of his promises on the first round. We don't have a lot of tolerance this time around. Trump is going to be held to a very high standard. And for his vice president to come out that quickly and have backed away is not going to be tolerated. And I think President Trump got the word on that. And he immediately shut that nonsense down. But it's kind of a good thing because we're all talking about it now. Vance displays something that we're not going to allow to happen again. And that put pressure on Trump to elevate this to the level that it truly is. You know, this is a litmus test for his administration. So I think what Vance did works to our advantage because I'd rather have the firestorm this week than have it next week if something were not to happen. So it primed this thing to be followed through. So I'm hopeful for that. And I was told today that President Trump is going to pardon all of them and unconditionally. And as a practical matter, that's the only thing he can do. because so many of these people the evidence was withheld. They weren't given fair trials. You can't get a fair trial in Washington, D.C. The resources, the FBI and the Justice Department, they were sending out SWAT teams with ARs in the middle of the night arresting grandmothers for essentially, you know, maybe trespassing at the most. It's just absolute abuse. And, you know, and the furthermore, hopefully Kash Patel is going to be approved, and he's going to be able to go into the FBI and clean that cesspool of an organization out. You know, the FBI has treated the Constitution like toilet paper, and this can't go on anymore. And if we don't see real results, rule of law coming back, the elite that have abused the laws and the citizens of this country, you know, through censoring just so many things, the COVID crime. And, you know, that's the other thing. We just went through the greatest crime probably in the history of the world, that this bioweapon they call the vax was safe and effective, you know, and when they knew it wasn't, and the media lied about it. Our institutions, CDC, FDA lied about it. You know, the woman who was the head of the CDC, Walensky, looked into camera and said, if you take this vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. Biden, of course, said those words. That was a lie. And they knew it because they had seen enough of the evidence from Pfizer and the other things. And now we have an American gulag with 1,500 of our citizens who were abused and imprisoned and literally tortured. Well, we've had enough of this. And we elected Trump on the promise that we would have our country back. So, see, I expect Donald Trump to follow through and set these people free. And I expect J.D. Vance has had a slap on his derriere that he better get with the program. This is about the Constitution, the American people. It's no longer about appeasing the elite, the interests that behind the scenes control so much of what's going on in our country. And even our politicians, you know, all the rhino Republicans just sat there quietly while this abuse was going on. Well, it's not going to be tolerated anymore. And so I think we're at a moment of revolution. At the moment, it's peaceful. And as long as Trump does what he says, it'll stay peaceful. But the minute the elite began to be given special privileges, like Biden's son and the Biden crime family, the American people have had it. They don't have any more patience. They're not going to be tolerant of this. And I think there would be revolution in the street if they try to imprison people for simply exercising their First Amendment rights. You know, one thing that occurred to me today, you know, I was talking to Ron Paul and I mentioned this. You know, if you're a Ron Paul supporter, the Department of Homeland Security considers you a terrorist. If you're a Christian, if you're a Catholic, if you're pro-life, and we've heard them say it, they put it out there that veterans are the greatest threat to the security of America. Well, they meant it. And they had it when they had an opportunity to imprison and charge 1,500 people for simply standing up and saying, "Hey, this election was stolen. You know, we want this examined." And of course, the whole thing was a setup. Trump had asked for the National Guard to be there, and Nancy Pelosi refused. The Capitol Police fired rubber bullets at the faces of peaceful protesters. They gassed them with tear gas. They shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. And by the way, that police officer who killed her, who murdered her, was never examined or investigated. And Doug, you know this. Anytime a police officer is in a an event where he kills someone, it always, you know, they get suspended while an investigation goes on to get to the bottom of it. That police officer who committed murder, they never even examine that situation to see what happened. And it's just part of the blatant criminality of our Justice Department and our FBI.
He should have never seen daylight, by the way. And if I could say this as well, there were two women that were killed on January 6th, Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boyland. Okay, a lot of people forget about the names, and the names are important. And then we have the lie that police officers were killed. No police officer died on January 6th, or even as a result, direct result of January 6th. My friend Jack Cashel wrote a book called Ashley, and this covers 10 women of January 6th. Interesting book, but it goes into the deaths. If I may, I'd like to play 10 hours ago. You were talking about President Trump, his position on January 6th. And, you know, of course, this is going to be the litmus test. 10 hours ago on with Dan Bongino, this is a 50-second video clip. This is the most recent thing I was able to find about what President Trump has said about January 6th and about his efforts or what he's going to do with respect to the entirety of January 6th. May I take 50 seconds and have it played?
Yeah, Doug, clarify, when did this happen? Did you say 10 hours ago?
Yes. Dan Bongino actually received a phone call, a phone interview from President Trump, and he asked, he was granted 15 minutes. And one of the questions that Dan Bongino asked was, what about January 6th? Now, of course, you're looking at a larger investigation. And I think President Trump will look into things. Well, you can hear it for yourself. But this was today on the Dan Bongino show about, this is President Trump about his first set of actions with respect to January 6th as a federal entrapment. Okay, that's the context behind this. Go ahead, Eric.
I believe that is the case. Can we get an answer between you, Pam Bondi, and hopefully Cash Patel on who this person is and have the FBI open the books? Because I believe this is a huge scandal and a massive cover-up.
I think we will, and I think we're going to find out about Ray Epps, and I think we're going to find out about Scaffold Man. You know who Scaffold Man is, right?
Yeah.
The guy who's screaming to everybody, go into the building, go into the building. We're going to find out who Scaffold Man is, and we're going to find out some other things. And I think you're going to be very happy with what I do with respect. I call them the J6 hostages because I consider them hostages. You know, they did a beautiful song and they asked what I do, the words, not the singing, the words. And I did. That song went to number one for so long. It was beating out Taylor Swift. I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift, but that's okay. And everybody else, beating them all out for a long time. And it was pretty amazing.
So at least that shows, number one, he's thinking about the scope of the Fed's direction, and second of all, mentioning the J6 political prisoners.
That's good to hear that. Saying the words, "I will set them free on Monday," would have been nice.
Yeah.
And especially for the group I'm working with, we need to know where people need to be placed on standby to make sure these people are cared for. And a good friend of mine has been at Mar-a-Lago all week, and he was supposed to have had FaceTime with Trump a couple of different times. And he was ready to look Trump in the eye and ask the question, "Are you going to set him free?" And I've checked with him about twice a day the last few days, and he's not had FaceTime yet. But behind the scenes, it's been indicated that he's going to follow through, and not with, you know, some mealy mouth nonsense conditions. He's got to set them free. It's the only way there's any, and even then, it's a minimal amount of justice. These people need their lives restored. They should be compensated. Their records cleared. We need to take care of them because they were truly hostages, as he said, of an autocratic, out of control group of people that never should have been put in positions of power.
Very true. Very, very true. It's difficult for me looking at this, going to the Capitol to express or to exercise your right of free speech, right of assembly, and then have and I heard you mention this earlier. Christopher Wray lied under oath, 24, 26 or more confidential human sources assets within the crowd. This is perhaps one, to me, this is one of the largest abuses of federal power I've ever seen, I mean, in modern history. So this is incredible. So we need to really keep the push on it. And I'm so glad you're involved in this. And folks, please look up the Give, Send, Go, the J6 Freedoms Ambassador Project. We're going to link this everywhere on the planet, everywhere that I can find. And as a matter of fact, the Hagman Report will in fact be part of the Give, Send, Go. Of course, we're going to contribute, and I ask that you contribute as well. This is something that I would take very seriously. And again, thank you. And folks, and I know some pilots are listening to this. If you have if you've got an aircraft, I think you said a turbo aircraft, turbo engine aircraft.
Is that jets or turboprop aircraft? We need sufficient aircraft to cover distances. Yeah, and there's an email that if you're someone who wants to provide your aircraft to participate in Operation Airlift, send an email. And Doug, I think you've got the ability to put that on the screen.
We do
info@paladinjet.com. info@paladinjet.com, and Paladin is spelled P-A-L-A-D-I-N. And let them know that the type of aircraft you have, where you're based, and we have someone overseeing that part of the operation, and they'll get back to you and put you on a list. And we're going to send aircraft in circuits to pick people up, drop people off, pick people up, and since they're in 35 different states, people that are based all over the country can participate in this. You know, I not many weeks ago, I flew my helicopter to North Carolina following the hurricane event there, and in the first week there was no way to get to people without helicopters. And so 100 helicopter owners volunteered their equipment and time. I was one of them. And we based in North Carolina. I flew 7 hours a day rescuing people, bringing medicine, supplies. Wonderful experience. You know, I have a passion for aviation, and I get to use that in my missionary work in a variety of ways. But, you know, we had these 100 helicopters that were out every day getting it done. There was no other way to get to these people. And it was a wonderful thing to see. And by the way, the government was not there for the first part of the event, which was a great thing. Because when the government finally showed up, FEMA showed up, they confiscated the goods. They confiscated the Starlink that Elon Musk had donated, and were hoarding these things. And until the government got there, it was a thing of beauty. So we were doing good in spite of the government. Now we're doing good because of what the government's done. And it's, you know, we're seeing the same thing in the fires in Los Angeles, the incompetency, the stupidity of these leaders there. You know what? This country's in a very difficult situation right now with the open borders and millions of people that have come in that we don't know who they are. We've got sleeper cells from China, from Iran, from Venezuela that are here with ill intentions. We've got institutions like the FDA and the CDC that are lying, corrupt, bought and paid for by the industries they're supposed to administer. We're really out of time as a country. This is our opportunity to take our country back from these greedy, miserable people that have been given power and authority over our institutions. So this is a big moment, probably the biggest moment in my life as an American. And I, Steve, I bet you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, because our whole output as humans, listen, because everybody was silent, especially about North Carolina, you were there, and everybody's silent. No one's telling, in my opinion, Gary, the ramifications, you're doing it, and I call them the ramifications and the damnifications. If people do not step up for these men who didn't do anything wrong, meanwhile, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in the entity that's freeing up or, you know, granting clemency. Ladies and gentlemen, innocent men have been in prison for 4 years, and rapists and murderers and some of the most horrible creatures, and I'm talking humans, you know, demon-possessed, are loosed on the streets. And I cannot understand, Gary. By the way, my new name for the rhinos, you know, Republicans name only, I think I told you this, but I call them rhinosaurs. And a rhinosaur means basically a lizard. You know, a saur, dinosaur meant, dangerous lizard. But they get their temperature. Most people don't know how reptiles, you know, warm their body. And they have to be called on the carpet. And people who vote for the same people that have, I'll be very careful, messed up this country. And by the way, George Bush Jr. made the statement when he took the name of the Lord our God in vain and said the Constitution was just a, you know, a piece of paper. And I thought, well, he'll find out the hard way. That's not a threat. That's just knowing where he's ending. Ladies and gentlemen, in my passion, and I am passionate, I share Gary's passion. This is the pivotal point. This is the nexus. This is the most defining moment in history. And, you know, you were on with Alex today. I know the Trump, what I call the Trump people, pay attention to him. Is that accurate, Gary?
Yes, it is accurate. And I tell you what, we had to come to Jesus with them on InfoWars today. By the way, Steve, there's a number of women that are in prison. And of course, not just men.
I didn't know that.
Including grandmothers that were taken out of their homes in the middle of the night by groups of armed, helmeted men. You know, this whole thing kind of reminds me of the Gulag archipelago. Solzhenitsyn wrote that if only we had fought back. He said, when they came into our apartments in the middle of the night, if only we'd stayed in the hallways with pots and pans and sticks, and these abusers had feared whether they would go home to their families or not.
Yes.
It never would have happened. So here we are as Americans. We're sophisticated. We most of us are armed. And we watched the Gulag archipelago happen in our country. You know, it can't ever happen again. And thank God that Trump was elected. And that the American people, so many of them have finally had enough, to get out and vote and make that choice. But, that is only the beginning of this thing. And you know, Trump is going to be, they're going to fight against him. They're going to try to undermine him. They're going to use lawfare. I mean, everything they've done. Well, Trump needs to get a thick skin. Imagine right now that he would have any concern about pardoning these people when Biden has just pardoned his criminal son. He's let these death row inmates off of their death sentence. The corrupt monies that have come to the Biden family from China and from the wife of the mayor of Moscow, the money in the Ukraine that's been funneled to people, Biden, and it's going to be interesting what Biden does in the next few days with his partners and the other criminals that he's going to people like Fauci. You know, Fauci is directly responsible accessory of murder of millions of people around the world. It'll be interesting if that monster Fauci gets pardoned by Biden or Liz Cheney or the Clintons. And with all that going on, how in the world would Trump not feel he has absolute cover to pardon these January 6 hostages, as he calls them? We're in a fascinating moment. And, you know, one last thing before I go. This weekend is a very, very dangerous time for America. You know, they tried to kill Trump at least twice. The last thing they want is him coming into power on Monday. He needs to be very, very careful. You know, I have tickets to the inauguration. I've got hotel rooms there. I'm not going. I don't want to be anywhere near Washington right now. Even these drones, had to divert flights. Marjorie Taylor Greene was on a flight. She talked about it yesterday. They had to divert the flight into Reagan International because there were drones over the White House. Well, these drones have the ability to carry nuclear material or any number of things. So I'm gonna avoid Washington D.C. this weekend and wait till the pardons happen, and then I'm coming into my jet and we're gonna get to work. But Trump needs to be careful, and hopefully he's got his own security, because I certainly don't trust the Secret Service after what happened in Butler. It was clear that the deep state tried to kill him and tried to control that. Of course, the narrative that they issued was ridiculous, that the Secret Service was understaffed and incompetent. You know, nobody gets 100 yards from a president with a loaded rifle. That was all clearly an assassination attempt by the deep state. So I don't imagine they're going to give up between now and Monday. So let's pray for his safety. But once we get sworn in, let's hold him accountable for the promises he's made. Let me end on this. Going back over the plan that we have for this next few days, we're raising money so that there'll be funds to provide for the immediate needs of the people that are going to be released. And we're anticipating as many as 300 people being put out on the street in the afternoon on Monday, Inauguration Day. And we have assembled a team of over 100 ambassadors to be in every prison in America that's going to release people to be there to provide for the needs, to make sure they're warm, they're fed, they've got a hotel room, that they're connected to their family, and that we initiate getting them home. We hope that we can drive some of them, or their family members will be there. But then Operation Airlift is volunteer jet aircraft that are going to show up in the communities where these prisoners are going to be released, and then take them home in safety and in dignity. And so that Operation Freedom is going to be imminent right now, and we're gearing up for it. We have a lot of people that are involved to make it happen, so that we as Americans show our support, that we stand with these heroes who, by the way, they were standing for Trump. They were going [S2] Yes. [S1] To the Congress to demand that that there be an accountability for the obvious voter theft that happened blatantly all over the country. And, you know, 2000 Mules, that movie explained exactly, very clearly, how people were stuffing ballot boxes. You had truckloads of ballots that didn't have the down line of offices voted for, just the president. And so we know how they stole it. Trump, to his credit, has never backed off on that. Even so many Americans have just let, you know, just shut up about it when we never should have been quiet about it. So these 1,500 people that have been prosecuted, persecuted is probably a better word, were Trump's allies. And so now Trump has a chance to show his loyalty to the people that were loyal to him.
And hey, Doug, I want to say something because you heard Gary say he's not going to be at the inauguration. Here's what just came in, Gary, while we're on the air together, Doug, Gary, and myself. And I'm going to read it line for line. It is rumored that there is a very intense assassination plot to kill Trump, as well as making the USA look very bad by killing the global leaders who are expected to be there for the inauguration. The rumor is that it will be a significant size bomb. Now, listen to this, with the goal of killing all high ranking officials there. That rumor, by the way, is why Vice President-elect, I'll call him, whatever I need to call him, but is not going to be there because for safety reasons. I put it out publicly that every single Secret Service detail has one fink, one rat, one real weasel, and he cannot have any association with the Secret Service. That's like basically, let's say the vampire, Dracula, saying to everybody, trust me with all the blood banks in Transylvania. It's really bad. And I think this is important that people understand. And also, if the bombs don't work, they have sniper teams. If the sniper teams don't work, they have renegade, what are called black op, you know what, the black helicopters. So this is not a good thing. And I think, Gary, I want to thank you. I know how you spearhead stuff. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the defining moment for the United States of America. What good does it do for talking heads? And I'm one of them, but at least I'll put my money where my head is. And I know Gary pretty well. And that statement is, you know, just what it is. It's critical. It's critical. It's critical. You won't have to worry about anything you own if you don't protect the freedoms and constitutions, because everything you will not fight for will be taken from you. And if liberty and freedom, listen, FEMA is nothing. It is the most corrupt. CDC, Center for Disease Creation. And listen, this is so sinisterly wicked. And Gary, I want to thank you. You know, doing four shows a day, that really is draining. But, you know, God's giving you the strength. He's giving you the assets. And, you know, so thank you. And I mean that. So everybody be praying against us. This is a deep state globalist assassination plot. And I'm telling you, Doug, you know this. These people don't care about the loss of innocent human lives. They don't at all. So, Gary, God bless you, brother, and get some good rest. That's that's almost an oxymoron when you're in the world of, talk radio. But thank you so much.
Especially coming from you who sleeps 2 hours a night.
Yep. I don't have like luggage under my eyes. I got steamer trunks, you know. But blessings, my brother. And Doug, thanks for having Gary on. And
we'll It's my pleasure. Gary, thank you so much. We will be spreading the word about your initiative. And we really appreciate all that you do and have done and continue to do. So please come back anytime. In the meantime, get rest.
Thank you, Doug. I would like to come back on next week with a report. I'm going to interview people that are coming onto my plane. They're going to tell their stories. I'll record it and give you guys a report following the Operation Airlift for next week. So if you'll have me back, I'll see you next week.
All right. Let's do it. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Sir. Thank you. Mr. Hagman, I presume.
That would be me. Wow. How great was that? The fourth show today. And I know he traveled as well. So he's got to be like ready for slippers and my pillow, right? My goodness.
I think the main point that Gary made is critical. This is the defining moment in the United States of America. And I would use a different word, the disunited states of what once was America. And I want to share something that's really important. And I mean, it's critical. Even now, as we're speaking, the Western nations in NATO are, you know, planning stupid stuff to move, to secretly move into the Ukraine, NATO troops. Well, you can't do that because, number one, Russian intelligence is very, very good. Number two, the provocation of the West, I would say this, it is the democide and the suicide of some of the most sinisterly wicked people in the world. And I'm going on record. I'm saying, look, these are the people that sat around dancing half-ass naked and at the Goddard Tunnel, because that was a type of an opening or a portal. And what is critical at this time, ladies and gentlemen, the gates of hell have opened. The special Vatican ceremony, the five portals, and those form the sigil or the glyph of Lucifer. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is the country that kicked God out. And the spineless rhinos, and listen, I'm torqued. That's another word for the being pissed off at the rhinos, Republicans in name only, and rhinosaurs. Look, I'm not trying to be clever or cute, but they take on the temperature of whatever makes them warm in the cold evening. We have no functional weapon systems available to us. And you've got to ask yourself, why now is there such, I should say this, efforts at a false treaty in the Middle East? And we've watched our own nation with governors who are insane. And I take that statement back. In my opinion, they're demon infectons, okay? We have a gruesome new scum. We watched him lie openly. Can I tell you something? For anybody to believe that any truth will come out on the mainstream media, and I call them the MSM-ATGM, Accessories to Genocide, MSM-ATG, and look at how they lied, and they won't own their responsibility. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the tip of the spear defining moment for the United States of America. And personally, I remember calling people to prayer and intercession, you know, and I'm surprised, Doug, I truly am, that so many people put up so much slap in the face attack on faith, obviously Christian. And I want to make a statement too about President Putin. He said God is on our side. He's right. He's right. Because here's what I want to share. If the Americans turned against God, God gave us 24 years to repent. We don't repent, and it gets worse and worse. Now, what we're seeing, in my opinion, on the exact judgment that's hit California. Look, when a nation is going to be judged, if you want to hang out in Sodom, you want to hang out in Gomorrah, you know, you better know there's a last call. Like the old statement, there was a last helicopter out of Saigon when it fell. But again, what I'm saying is that look at our country. The people that look outside can see it all happening. And I would have to say, I agree with them, America has not only gone insane, but they've given heed to seducing spirits. And so the thing that is so obvious to me, and I pray it becomes even more transparent to the people of the United States, this, what the J6 is, it is a tip of the spear. And most Americans, I'm sorry, especially those political hacks, you know, if you can't, I don't have enough words of disgust to define them. And name-calling doesn't do any good, but kicking their sorry asses out of their positions of, global elite purchase, that's a good start. And you know this as an investigator. Good night, you are a forensic murder investigator. You know, I remember when you're going with that one guy, I forget his name, on blood splatter evidence. But ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, blood splatter evidence, you can correct me, Doug, but that tells a lot about how the crime was committed, right?
Oh, yeah, and how it wasn't committed, yes, either, you know. So, yes, it's a big deal, yeah.
It is a big deal. And now we have the splattering of innocent blood. I'm not talking about California. I'm talking about the people. And look, they were cold-blooded murder. And by the way, I had forgot about the second lady. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm told everybody, I'm pleading, if the United States is willing, because they're a bunch of Luciferian at the highest level, globalist elite, the ones that have fled California, I mean, Mel Gibson, he knows what was going on. Remember all the trouble he got in too when he was talking about the cannibalism. He almost said that on Joe Rogan's show the other day when he was talking. Joe Rogan liked the movie Apocalypto. Well, that's interesting because Mel Gibson was the director of that, and it's very gruesome. And the true Aztec, look, they're not noble savages. These people were incredibly infested with supernatural evil. And some of our glyph project and translations have, I mean, goes into such detail, I didn't even want to go where it goes or where the evidence has led me. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how much further when you've got, and I mean this, look, I spend a lot of time and, you know, I got a lot of books for all the years that I've been in talk radio. I spent a lot of time researching a lot of stuff. And, you know, one of the most powerful statements, but I don't think people get it, especially those lying devils in hell that are the congressmen and senators that are weasels, okay? Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. You know, and I always hear 400 million gun owners in America, actually not gun owners, but guns. And by the way, Montana is the most gun-friendly state. But figure this one out. We have the most liberal politicians. A couple of them got thrown out in the last election. But here is what is critical. You, all of what we've been given, the only thing any of us are going to be able to keep is what we're fighting for. Now I'm talking about taking a stand, as Gary and all the people that started this thing. And look, I absolutely, Doug, I know the ramifications. How can I say that? Because God in his mercy, and I don't apologize for this, gave me a vision of the end times 53 years ago. Yeah, 54 years ago. And much of it was hidden. The words of Jesus to me, I'm only going to release this as it's shortly to come to pass, specific things. And I tell people, look, I didn't do acid. I'm not doing drugs. I'm not high. I'm just telling you that now I have flash forwards. And the flash forwards are things that I couldn't even recall if I wanted to. Now they're coming in front of me. And so, you know, it's critical for people to understand that the amount of evil that we've known was held in check. And the whole chemtrail, issue with my friend, I don't even know if he's still alive, former spec op guy, interviewed one of the directors, his sub-director, director of operations for the CIA. That man was dying. And he told my friend, and I, forgive me, but it's been so many years ago, and you wrote a box of chocolates for the introduction of Xenogenesis. The most important chapter in that is, you know, the revelation that my friend was given at the deathbed, and the head of the CIA, that, and I don't know, I mean, he wasn't the director. But it's not the director that has the power. It's the guys underneath them. But he said the whole purpose in chemtrails was to destroy the natural barriers that God supernaturally put in place to keep evil spirits out of our dimension. And that's an amazing thing because every wavelength of light manifests in the visible light spectrum in different bandwidths, if you will. And then you go to infrared and ultraviolet. That's a whole nother world. But what's critical, and the whole thing summed up like this, they knew they were taking down the God-given protection on the earth by destroying the atmosphere. Remember, Paul talks about the Apostle Paul, principles and powers and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, you know, and it's critical now that we're watching what this nation has sown, it's going to reap. And, you know, we're pushing and pushing and pushing. And I marvel at the restraint of the president. Now, listen, I want to say there's something too. This is, I mean, I do, are we going to take a break or anything?
No, we can just fly right through, my friend.
Yeah, that's good for me, because all you got to do, hey, from now on, we want me to shut up, just go like this, okay?
Yes. You know what? People are paying right now to hear. No, I'm kidding, but no, you know what you're talking about. All of this is extremely I don't know, Steve. With when Gary was on talking about, making sure holding President Trump to account for, making sure that, he's going to pardon the J6 hostages, to what you're referencing now, and to really blend all of this together, the way you weave things together, I really think, I don't want you to stop, I guess that's my way of saying, don't stop. Please continue.
Where I'm at is I'm trying to stop World War III. I don't think anybody's tried harder, and you can't deal with people who are insane. Foreign Minister Lavrov is one of the smartest men in the world. Look, I follow these guys. I pay attention to what they say. And for the record, everyone, if somebody's going to commit suicide, and the United States is, but on purpose, this is the biggest issue, Doug, that I fail to get across. You have absolute Luciferian, bloodthirsty, child-sacrificing, blood-drinking, and they do, practices going on. We are the head of child trafficking, sex trafficking in the world. We are the head. We are the head of evil. And in essence, God has shown to the world what the real United States or disunited states was. But it went wrong when the Christians, and I'm talking real, I should say followers of Jesus, the word Christians at this point in history has kind of lost lost its meaning. But the followers of Jesus, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Bonhoeffer, by the way, he was murdered for that, not just that statement, but he basically was chastised, and Solzhenitsyn. I remember when I was talking about quoting all of Alexander Solzhenitsyn's statements, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, if you read Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and I recommend, I'm talking 10 years ago, and I said, you will come to the conclusion that if you don't get what Solzhenitsyn's bottom line is, welcome to the Gulag Ameripelago, okay? I remember those words, Gulag Ameripelago. And in essence, when we see FEMA coming in, and I was in contact with Gary, when he was in North Carolina, and they confiscated this, and then I heard rumors that they pulled out when people are starting to shoot back. We watched the slaughter of men, women, children. And look, I'm against carpet bombing Palestinian kids, women and children. I'm against the sacrificing of humans. By the way, again, I believe the United States is the last of the Molochians, okay? Molochians, not Mohicans. By the way, that was a great film. But Molochians, Moloch is the statue that the Canaanites burned their children in the arms to offer a sacrifice to Moloch. And isn't it interesting that Moloch is the burning of cares at the Bohemian Grove? But ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. It is so far out of most people's comfort zone to talk about cannibalism, to talk about, and it's disgusting. Why should we have to? Yet Hollywood is burning. And I got to tell you, I stand by the statement that I believe the living God gave to me. It doesn't matter. Look, this isn't narcissism. This isn't patting myself on the back. I'm just telling you, I gave the statement from God's perspective. 35 years ago, I said, when cannibalism fills the headlines of the day, and volcanoes are exploding. The major volcanoes are going off all the world simultaneously. And the activity, I don't know why God put those two things together for me. We're there. Immediately after I did your show, when you were down, and I'm glad you're getting better. And I said, the next thing to come is earthquakes. And lo and behold, the following day, it literally was, I think it was a 3.5. But here's the thing. Why can there be any expectation of truth from those who are accessories to genocide? I mean, Gary mentioned it. Fauci and his opinion, my opinion. I believe Lara Logan made the same statement, not in the exact words, but Joseph Mengele, the butcher, Fauci's got nothing. I'm sorry, Mengele's got nothing over him. Fauci, in my opinion, is the personification of some of the greatest evil ever perpetrated against human beings. And again, I'm going to say this. When a nation does that which is right in the sight of the Lord, when a nation does that which is right in the sight of the Lord, they're blessed. You know, they're blessed. And this is what's happening to the world. And listen, Russia set some pretty neat, technological standards. When I hear the Bravo Sierra, I'm trying to be, again, kinder and gentler, that's coming out of the NATO countries, that they're going to teach Russia a lesson. They're going to disappear in, you know, 3 minutes or less. There is basic math, hypersonic missiles, you know, game changer, electromagnetic warfare dominance, game changer, all of our stealth. By the way, it's an open, this isn't top secret, although the last thing the control press and the devils that control it are, they don't want you to know that there's no such thing as stealth technology. Even India bought one of the state-of-the-art radar phase array radars that Russia sold them, I think, for $4 billion. Now, the reason that was bright is because India and China are going to face off at some point in the future. They both almost have the same population. China's, I don't think people understand how advanced India's technology is, their weapons. And for the record, their weapons, a lot of them are based on ancient technology. And I can go on and on. But tonight it's critical because I want to touch on, if it's possible, some of the biggest revelations that you and I have been talking about since we've been together on, you know, talk radio in the first days and now podcasting. Everything that's been hidden is going to be revealed. And so I think my daughter posted me on X. By the way, on X, I'm real Steve Quayle, not the 100 usurpers. I'm real Steve Quayle. And and I never was the Q, and that Bravo Sierra, a bunch of, I mean, flying pig manure that people believed, hook, line, and sinker. Q says this, Q says that. Listen, we watched the nonsense of that, you know, and I've got great reports that Hillary Clinton's been taken to Guantanamo. I mean, I see this stuff coming out of Nesera and Gesera. So I pick up the phone in those days. This was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And I get a hold of the commandant of Guantanamo Bay. We became good friends, okay? The guy that ran it. And, you know, he's a general. And it was, he said, Steve, no. But guess what Biden's done? Biden's done everything to release, I think, even the last terrorist, Doug, has he not, from Guantanamo Bay?
I think there are three. I could be wrong, but I think there are three left in Guantanamo. Yet renovations are over the top. I could be wrong, but I think there are three or seven. I'm not sure, but single digits.
I'm referring to the one, and maybe I'm picking the head terrorist that's been there, and he's the one that they released, you know.
And
I want people to understand something. When a nation goes like we're going, and, you know, again, President Putin is, listen, this is a fact. President Putin is not allowing the Bravo Sierra DEI. And I changed those words to destruction, incineration, and extinction. I said, forget the DEI, it's DIE, die. And when he protects a family, look, that's right in the sight of God. He understands. And why I'm contrasting him is this. Biden's going down straight into hell. Putin's place in history is assured. And when I watched him with Tucker Carlson, I pay attention to what these guys say. And I don't think anybody's blunter, and that's why I really like Medvedev, and I pay attention to what he says. But all the freaking British press does, and all the U.S. press does, is they belittle some of the smartest men in the world, and they basically make stupid statements and go on and on and on. So the family's the basic unit of civilization. And by the way, Russia's being blessed. It's being blessed, and they honored God. They honor God. Putin, somebody says, well, he's Russian Orthodox. I got to tell you something. I listen to some of the Russian Orthodox. I'm not Russian Orthodox, okay? I actually, I don't know what I am except a follower of Jesus. Someone says, well, tell me your background. I said, well, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, walking with him in the end days. And so, well, are you Catholic? I said, no. Are you Protestant? I said, hell no. I said, but I'm not evangelical, and I believe this is true. Evangelifish, not all evangelicals are spineless, but the ones that are welcoming, you know, woke. If they're woke, not only they're broke, but they're deceived. So look at the blessing. Russia's now got so many harvests, and their harvests are being multiplied. When that nation does right in the sight of the Lord, God blesses them. So where are we in that formula? We declared war on God. We, the United States of America, and that entity, the Obamate of Obamination, you know, I call him Obamate, and I call him a lot of things, but he said America's no longer a Christian nation. Well, you know, when he slipped and said, you know, my Muslim faith, and George Stephanopoulos, and on, he stepped on a lot of his own, I'll say this, he stepped on a lot of his extremities, said, no, 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 you mean your Christian faith. You can't look at the history of Rules for Radicals and not see that what they've done and what they're doing, the radicals that are making the statements, they're trying to isolate President Putin. You know, if I could interview him, I would. I'm not Tucker Carlson. I don't have the base. You know, but the thing is I would love to interview Lavrov. And again, because his problem is he knows history. Are you kidding me? Winking, blinking, and nod, you know? Yeah, I got a new weapon of mass destruction. Let me rock out on my, I don't know what he's playing, guitar, Stratocaster, you know? You can bet a certain word I was used quite profusely. But here's the thing. Christians, hear me. Forget your denomination. You are in the crosshairs of these animals. And the animals are the global Luciferian elite. And, you know, when AI came out, and we're going to get, we've still got time, to the purpose, we're watching right now the disclosure. We're watching the phenomenological, that's a hard word at whatever night it is right now, but the phenomenological presentation all over the world of not only drones, but of orbs, O-R-B-S. And those are spiritual entities. Look, if you've ever watched Skinwalker Ranch, you watch orbs go in, fly into solid mountains, and they don't blow up, they're not exploding. So something spiritual that has the ability to overcome matter, because, you know, no offense, but go hit your head or run into a granite wall and you can think, oh, I'm invisible. Whack, blood run down your head. But the amount of proof that orbs are spiritual entities, and I mean, you know, I mean, they've got some smart people on Skinwalker Ranch, really smart. And God bless Brandon Fugel. I don't know him, but I know from an interview of Travis Taylor that we put in our movie, Earth in the Crosshairs, that may not have been relevant to people, but I'm telling everybody, you should go on Vimeo, and this is a pitch. And if you live in different parts of the world, watch that video, that documentary, Earth in the Crosshairs. The interdimensional gates of hell have opened. And Doug, what's interesting is even the word portal. Portal's not a common word. Stargate's becoming a common word, and wormholes are also becoming. I would say this more colloquial and more coming into the communication. But portals... So when the Catholic Church, and I'm not talking the church, forgive me, when the Pope, and I believe that entity has been completely taken over from evil. If you look at the papal hall, it looks like a giant cobra, okay? And in essence, it's reptilian looking. So what is critical, we're in the end times. And the end times, I was on Coast to Coast, and George, God bless him, always says, Steve, do you think we're in the end times? And, you know, I go... I'll answer that. I think he's been asking that so long. And now I think the situation in Hollywood is really important because, ladies and gentlemen, every single one of the people that are responsible for not having water in the they're all Democrats, and the blue states voted them in. And now we're watching the same thing happening on Pacific Coast Highway, Malibu, the Colony, Palisades. I mean, I know that area well. Used to run up and down Pacific Coast Highway. And you know, I knew people that lived in the Palisades. But what is happening is the coastal cities are on fire. And just like Maui, and when I found out, I didn't know this, that Gruesome Newsom, that's what he is. He's gruesome, in my opinion, and the president of, not president, governor of Hawaii, are kissing cousins of, you know, let's say this, the plan to take property that was owned by individuals, burn them out, and then talk to everybody about building high-rise, high-density areas, which basically are the 15-minute cities of the protocol of the future. And then we get the bombing of innocent men and women. Look, I'm not a pro-terrorist, but children do not need to be bombed. And Jesus asked a question. Where, you know, blessed are the peacemakers. He didn't say blessed are the life takers. He didn't say blessed are the war makers or bless the bombs, you know. No, blessed are the peacemakers. I know Gerald Salente's trying to draw people. He's one of my friends. I haven't interviewed him for a long time, but he's got moxie, okay? Gerald is not a meow man, okay? In other words, and I mean, I've talked to him, you know, I think we talked for a couple hours one day, and I can tell you point blank, that man is a man of principle. But see, there's so few of them. So I'm going back to what I said over Gary, with Gary. If we don't, and he said it, this is the point of absolute contact with reality. If all of the, no, don't use that word. If all of the Bravo Sierra that's been going on with you, with me, we're fighting the BS, we're not promoting it. But what happens then? What do we say when we tell everybody there is no law in the land? This is a nation completely at war with God, and it is. And the silence is deafening. And, you know, in essence, God raises up nations to judge wicked nations, you know? And so we're watching, and the Pentagon just announced yesterday. Listen, I apologize for not knowing the days, but like Gary said, man, it's all the same to me, you know. I just wake up and I go, I look at a clock over there. So what's important is this. Notice now the acceleration of revealing flying saucers, orbs, you know, UAVs, and UAPs. And the thing that is most astonishing to me, the technology for anti-gravity or electrogravitic propulsion is on the patents. See, I remember on your show, we put up the patent. I don't remember how many, maybe a year ago, and we were talking about this, but there's a patent. How does electrogravitic propulsion work? Well, it works. And so what's interesting, reverse engineering. Now today, I posted two stories on my website, stevequayle.com, about people coming forth, retrieving downed alien craft. And I would pray, you know, if I'm praying that somebody, a nation, and I thought it would be Mexico, and I could have been wrong, or Egypt would say, you guys want to see what the covering up? I'm literally praying for that, because in essence, this is going to be the great deception. And I don't know what has to happen, but God will always provide for his own. And my dear friend and intercessor who had more power in the Holy Spirit against unclean spirits, I have seen demonized people that six big guys couldn't hold down. Yet a little Mexican lady comes in with the authority of Jesus, commands evil spirits out, and man, I mean, those guys were throwing off, you know, and the evil spirits left. But they couldn't hold a 120-pound girl down. And the story of her abuse was horrific. And I watched that in real time. So there's authority, authority, authority in the name of Jesus. What's important for people to understand, AI, it's nothing artificial. It's absolute, the alien infestation. Now, when I say aliens, I'm not talking about, you know, people from Alpha Centauri. I'm not talking about Palladians. I am talking about transdimensional entities that the Bible is very clear. When Jesus spoke of the gates of hell are real. And gates only open up or close. That's why I keep repeating this over and over and over, Doug, is to try and get people to understand that we're in a different time. It's one thing to be able to shoot. And I had a special operations guy tell me this. He said, it's one thing to have an enemy you can see. It's a whole different thing to fight the enemies you can't see unless you've got the technology to be able to see they're real, you know? And their motto, I've said it so many years, we're the ones that fight the things that go bump in the night. So the CIA, and Eric, would you put that story up now? I want to show people what's just happened the last week. Read it, Doug. Or I mean, if you want to, let me just do it. I know you're getting over being sick, so I'm not trying to dominate. I'm just trying to do that.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Yeah. CIA documents claim life did exist on Mars, and it was a population of very large pyramids. I'm sorry, very large people who built the pyramids. Well, that's giants. And they're claiming it was, it was literally, you know, approximately 1 million years B.C., Well, I got to tell everybody this, that this is obviously the Project Stargate, and they were using remote viewers. But there is physical, objective evidence, and I put together a thing on Mars, you know, and people can watch it for free on the internet. But the planet that was between Jupiter's orbit, and this is important, Mars orbit, that was what the Greeks called Astra, A-S-T-R-A, from which we get the word astro. The other thing that's interesting, it was also called Rahab, or the harlot planet. Well, in essence, there's a marvelous, marvelous information out about the recent organization or the organizing of the solar system. And what people have to understand is, and it's important they understand, yes, there really are interdimensional creatures, entities coming through. The gates in how do I say this carefully? In the ways that they're being presented is what I'm calling scheduled disclosure. It's so profound to me that people don't even know the real history of Egypt. You know, William Henry, you know, has been there 26 times. He's one that does. But I'm not talking just about the oldest civilization world, which, by the way, the ancient Egyptians, I'm talking about even the Sumerians. In our glyph project, this is what's important, Doug. In our glyph project, which are signs, symbols, you know, and I've been pleading with people to understand the significance of it. And you've seen them, and I could put them up on the screen, send them to Eric. But the CIA is admitting to giants. Look, I knew four people, two of them are dead now, that have been to Mars. They say, you sound like you're from Mars, Steve. And I said, well, I haven't, but I know people who have, you know. And some of these guys were, good night. I got to be careful. Some of them were in elite areas of the U.S. military. And by the way, Russia is not lacking in the technology of Stargates. And I think it's important. It's really important for people to understand this. My frustration is, and it is frustration, how to stop insane people from running off the cliff. So I said, don't waste your time, Steve. I'm trying to buy time for everyone who can accept Jesus as Lord. And I'm telling you this, 250 million Americans are going to be sacrificed by the entire Luciferian elite in Washington, D.C., and some of the biggest political names you know. I mean, they really do horrible things with children. Oh, the ones they sell, maybe they've got a chance at life, but the ones they slaughter. And I believe it is my opinion that it is not a misnomer to call the White House a slaughterhouse. I love the country we once had. I do not recognize the country we have because, and this is the thing, Doug, and I know I even stand against a lot of political people saying, it's going to change, it's going to change. It won't change. I pray that it changes at the J6. But remember, we kind of sucked. I'm talking about even talk radio because we can bring a podcast, talk radio, we can bring the truth to people. But when you've got careless, indifferent people, so as long as it doesn't happen to them, who cares? I've heard people say that. And my answer is really loving. You're next on the block, pal. And I mean the chopping block. We just got to go along to get along. No. And Eric, would you put up the next thing I sent you? This is really a telling and compelling article. And this is mind-blowing. And our latest private briefing, ladies and gentlemen, is so astonishing. And yeah, I'm making a pitch for it. It is the best in the world private open source intelligence gathering. I've got some bright people, you know. I mean, these guys know what's going on. But sunken worlds under the Pacific. Scientists are baffled by massive structures found deep beneath the ocean that shouldn't exist. Are you guys kidding me? I mean, you've got legends, you've got myths, you've got massive amounts of evidence, whether it's Atlantis, a real place, it's not a fairy tale place, Lemuria, I mean, the sunken cities, Port Royal, was considered the most evil city on the planet, and God just totally sunk that puppy. And then off of Cuba, you've got basically the sunken city at 3,600 feet deep, and that's been sat on. So what this is really telling you, and Eric, will you scroll up for me? Thank you. You know, it's that El Dorado, Atlantis, the earth is dotted with lost lands that once met a dramatic downfall. That's only part of the story. The earth opened up, swallowed some of them up, but scientists are baffled. And I just want to go, come on, you guys, that's BS. According to current scientific theories, I'm reading the thing I can see, the anomalous material in the lower mantle about 600 miles beneath the water should not be found there. Well, if you start out with wrong evidence, you'll come to the wrong conclusion. And they describe it as a major mystery. Well, look, I'm being cynical. And it, can you pull up that map, Eric? Just keep scrolling down. It's right there. This is so interesting because I don't think most people, you know, unless they read the Bible, understand that before Noah's flood, there was no ocean. So the pyramidal structures across the world, which are now underwater, and they're massive. And the thing that's coming to light is Daniel Holdings wrote a book, and I'm going to veer really quick. It's my, you know, prerogative, I guess. And in it, it's called Midnight Strikes, Judgment Unleashed. And I'm dealing with that subject. I did deal with that subject. I think it was printed 3 or 4 years ago. And one of the last things, I think there's 32 or 36 things I said was going to happen. One of the last things to happen, I said, is sunken lands will rise. I know that Edgar Cayce said that too, okay? But I didn't know Edgar Cayce said that until, I'm just telling you. But I said this, the desert will give up its secrets because most people don't understand the secrets that the desert holds. They're buried beneath the sand. I said the jungles will give up their secrets. And the jungles, now that we got LIDAR, you know, basically we're seeing stuff we didn't even know and finding empires and civilization. But here's when the big action comes. The plates are now moving all over the world. And I can tell you, I'm told that there is a gag order on the USGS from reporting certain seismic events and also certain events of different plates. Like, let's just say this. Obviously, when a volcano goes off on the big island of Hawaii, you can drive up if they don't close the road and you can look in the crater. Hey, yep, that's a volcano. You go to Iceland, and Iceland's volcanoes, and somebody said, what's the trigger point, Steve, in your opinion? I say, on the West Coast. It's a Cascadia subduction zone, and that runs into the Juan de Fuca plate. That runs into the Mendocino plate, and then it goes into California. And then the second thing I would say is Iceland. Why Iceland? Because it sits on the intersection of two of the biggest plates in the world, and it is so problematic that people can't equate, Doug, what's going on now with quote-unquote the end times.
Since you brought up Iceland, let me ask this question. The somewhat sudden interest in Greenland, which is not that far from Iceland, does that have anything to do with this?
Well, not in the sense of what we're talking about earthquakes, but most people don't understand. There's a military base in Greenland that's really big. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did, yes.
Yep. And so strategically, it's an important area, but it's also part of the North American Union. And when President Trump said he wants to bring Canada in, you know, and Greenland in, and do you know that goes back to a 1942 map? Very much, yeah. Greenland, Canada, the United States, and next is Mexico, okay? So that may not make the president of Mexico very happy, but what's astonishing to me when I'm talking about Iceland as volcanoes, and by the way, if anybody can pronounce those names, you'd have to be from Iceland. I say the E-volcano. I can't even attempt to murder that name, but it's on the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. And that's significant. And anybody that wants to, you know, look that up. And it also, you're dealing with the Canary Islands. You're dealing with islands that are out there that once were literally surrounded by land. So in that article that Eric pulled up, and Eric, if you'll bring it up one more time and scroll down to where it's showing the core of the earth and everything, you know, it's important that people understand there are levels of, you know, right here, you got the crust, you got the mantle, the outer core, the inner core, and the innermost core. But the crust and the mantle, where you're seeing that line says mantle, that's where a lot of the, hollow earth theory is. And it's still anybody's guess of the innermost core. That's a classic standard representation. But you read Admiral Byrd. By the way, Admiral Byrd's diaries, if anybody knows their history in World War II, the forerunner of the CIA was the OSS. And when he encountered the king of the world, which, by the way, is Lucifer, and they tractor beamed his aircraft in, you know, and all that stuff, the CIA, I'm sorry, OSS debriefed him, and they basically put him out of touch. Again, the people that wanted to tell the world the truth were murdered, you know? And that was really important for people to understand. Forrestal was kicked out. Yeah, that's the one I want to show you too, Eric. And the thing that is, it even goes further down, it will show you, maybe that's the last. Yeah, that's the one I was talking about, post-World War. That shows, look at North America, Mexico, and Greenland. You know, right there. So it's important for people to recognize this is a long-term plan. And the United States, and this makes me furious, how could anybody trust anything we ever say, we'll sign this treaty. We have, to my knowledge, and I guess I'm fairly knowledgeable, we have never kept a treaty that we've signed, especially with the NATO infringement into Russia. And when I heard those bastards from, and look, I would say this, if you tell the truth, you're automatically an agent. Yeah, you're a whack job. Well, listen, the people that won't pay the price to even open a book and say, man, look at all these treaties. There are 47 biolabs were, I don't know how many Russia's taken out. And even the amount of race-specific and individual-specific bioweapons, notice where they were. They're in the Ukraine, pretty much. And what's Ukraine close to? Russia. So the bioweapons development I mean, again, you know, that would be like us, Doug, in the United States, and let's say you guys in the East Coast, knowing there's 47 biolabs on the eastern side of the Mississippi River, and any one of them could go off and destroy a bunch of it. So, and I'm saying this, we in America seem not to care. Now you've got the gates of hell down in Africa experimenting on the people again. You know, even the Africans know, look, we're the test tube for the most corrupt people in the world. And so we're hearing again all this stuff. So I'm telling you this, maybe people don't realize it, but knocking out biolabs goes big on my list of the things to do. That, you know,
there was one in California, a BSL 4, level 4 biolab in California that was discovered. And of course, there was an issue with that. So, I mean, people don't understand that these are really all over, and including and especially Ukraine. Victoria Nuland, in an interview, I think it was last year or right around the time of the incursion by Russia, she admitted that there were medical research laboratories and for weapon development in Ukraine, which I just, when I heard that, I couldn't believe that she admitted that. But I guess by that point, it was pretty much too late. Russia had already, they already admitted, or they already advertised the fact that, look, you know, we're going after these and we have to shut them down. So anyway, I said that because I don't think people, Steve, really understand the bad stuff we've done. I mean, we are doing and we have done.
Yeah. How about COVID? Okay. CV-19. It amazes me in Bozeman, okay? God, there are people with masks in their cars, and they're driving like scared rabbits, okay? Yep. And if you go into, you know, any grocery store, that the people that wear the masks on, they have the look of terrorism in their eyes because they're encountering another human being. Look, we watched the destruction of our country, and I can't, and by the way, I have made sure that people have carried this message to Trump. You're watching the renegade military that's going to try and kill you. By the way, there was an article, open source, that the Pentagon is planning on messing with Trump. Did you see that one? They're not going to yield. And so all of your food, I talked to a person today that works at Costco. No eggs. And they said, we used to get, Steve, pallets of cheese. You know, a pallet, 4 by 5 feet, you know, square. And he said, you know what we got at a Costco, a big one? We got a single pallet with a single level of cheese, you know, in bricks. He said, that's all we got. And I said, so tell me about the milk and the wheat. And here's what people have got to come to the understanding of. Because we broke that story, and Doug, you know, I talked about it on your... I'm saying when you expose evil, they don't just go away and go, I don't want to do evil. No, they say, we've got to go another way to do evil. So the planned starvation of the American citizenry and the implementation of starvation is underway. It's underway. Imagine, and we're watching credit card companies saying now, we're cutting credit lines of credit back, the big article, we're becoming more, how should I say this, more astute in deciding who gets credit and who doesn't. We remember the days of, you know, high-flying credit cards. Man, they'd give you a credit card. You'd get 50 different offers in a credit card, and one person got every credit card. And I think, you know, they had starting $10,000 limit. He had over 50 credit cards, and some had higher limits. But now, ladies and gentlemen, imagine, and this breaks my heart. I detest the people that are making war on the American population. I detest the people that are calling any Christian a terrorist. I detest the people. Can I say something? I call them loathsome scum, okay? I don't – maybe that's – That's too nice. But the point is that America has no backup for their food. The powers that be are now going to go to the farms. They're going to go to the ranches and the poultry farms and the hog farms. And they're trying to, if they can't shut the food down, they're trying to poison the animals with messenger RNA bioweapons. And ladies and gentlemen, how many people have to freaking drop dead for people? And this is, you know, am I missing something, Doug? I don't want to pull my hair out, but am I missing that people just don't seem to care? And the only way they seem to care is when they lose their hair because a nuke went off. And you know, here's another thing. How do I say this? People need to know that there are other weapons besides nuclear weapons. There are hyperbaric weapons or kinetic weapons. When that hypersonic missile with the kinetic warhead that had six, I believe, MIRV warheads, I mean, the crater on that sucker was huge. There's no radioactive debris. There's nothing that could harm except the immediate area. There is no bunker built in the NATO countries or in the potato countries. I'm talking U.S. It doesn't even matter if it's NORAD or Space Force or the Denver International Deathly Center, you know, and all of the underground facilities. There's nothing that can escape the kinetic warheads. Number one, there's no agreement, we'd break it anyway, of, you know, you can't use that. So I think it's imperative that people understand. There's no other answer. Why would an inferior military go after and take on China and Russia and Iran and Venezuela at the same time? And we don't have enough bombs. We don't have enough bullets. And even if we did, we don't have enough men because our military was destroyed. I can guarantee you the kit in Russia and especially China or any military that has been trained, they don't have to decide, no, what color should my fingernail polish be? Do you like Colonel or General? My purple hair, pink hair, green hair. We have lost the blessing because we have turned our back on God. We have allowed the mockery of Jesus. We have allowed the denigration of every principle. The Ten Commandments, that wasn't the Ten Allowances for perverts, yet there is no knowledge of God. And the scripture is very clear, the Bible, that when the fear of the Lord is in the land, that just simply means honor. The fear of the Lord means bowed head, thank you, Jesus. The fear of the Lord like this, that's the dread, okay? That's not what that scripture is talking about. But it says when God's judgments are in the earth, men learn righteousness. So getting back to disclosure, okay, I'm taking the long way around on purpose because the World War III that's being orchestrated by all the global elitists, they're going to present at a certain point the aliens are gods, the aliens are our saviors. Man, Doug, we did a show, you know, together on the Alien Encyclopedia, and I got news for you. Nobody wants to date any of those things, you know. They're beyond hideous, they're beyond demonic, they're beyond, you know, I mean, even a finger down the throat, vomiting doesn't even describe some of their appearances. And in some of the finds, and I think I made sure that some did not go into the alien glyptionary, whatever, 200 pages, I think it was, that there's literally fallen angels having sex with Aztec women, and there's also aliens having sex with Aztec women, and the reversal, I mean, you know, the Aztecs are known for specific features, and you see, you basically know an alien, they have an exoskeleton, and they make, some of the Predator movies and some of the Alien movies look tame. These things are ugly. and as you know, very, very ugly. And God, when he created mankind, can you imagine how amazing Adam must have looked and also Eve? I mean, God didn't create Adam in his likeness and image. And when he said it's not good for man to live alone, give him an ugly duckling for a wife. You know, I'm serious. And see, this is the thing. The distortion that the West is presenting to the world, we have presented a destroying force that absolutely is, how do I say it, cannot be described as anything other than the winds of hell, than the breath of the dragon, than the tail of the dragon, which in Book of Revelation says the dragon, Satan, and his tail swept a third of the stars. That's a third of the fallen angels. And so I guess I'm trying to facilitate people to understand you cannot control now where the men in black and all the people that have been whacked, that means killed, that wanted to tell the truth, did tell the truth, they disappear. But what I think is the most astonishing story is, and I've already talked about, but I want to reiterate, my problem looking back my entire career, I bring stuff and I go on the next thing, because I was always trying to stay ahead. But the most astonishing story that I know of is when Google and Meta, using obviously the Sycamore chip first and now Willow, they ran into something they could have no explanation except supernatural entities affecting their results. And I should say infecting, because one of the words I use when I'm talking about alien AI is alien infestation, alien infection, you know, alien insertion. And these are not, these are not buzz terms. Oh, I hit my, I don't type very well, so I hit my question mark. I hit my command key. No, this is really happening. So what's the outcome of that is all the glyphs, all the symbols, and they talked about cuneiform, the clay tablets from Sumer, you know, the cradle of civilization. Well, listen, the reason it's a cradle of civilization is because the fallen angels landed there, and the Sumer you see or know that exists now wasn't the way it looked back then. And now with with the focus on the genetic manipulation and destruction of the human genome, that's why Jesus said, if God the Father, for the sake of the love of humanity he created, if he didn't shorten the days, there'd be no flesh left alive. You can be the toughest guy in the world. You can be the best knife fighter. You can be the best gunfighter. You can be the best, the best, the best, the best. A little bug, a little wee beastie, or actually they beasties, but the littlest virus can take the most powerful warrior down. And so there's nothing the global elite and the WTFers, you know, the World Economic Foundation or the World Extinction Forces are talking about. 41% of everybody's going to lose their job by AI. That's not true. It's already postulating the next 2 years, this is background intel, 70% of American jobs will be gone. Then what do you become? In their eyes, you become a useless leader. Once you become a useless leader, what happens? You know? And there, voila, here come the FEMA camps. Go ahead, Doug. I got to take some water.
You know, you remind, or when, as you talk, I'm reminded of the Twilight Zone episode, The Obsolete Man. And this is what, essentially, this is what's in the offing, I think, for a lot of people. And of course, being obsolete, you're executed in that episode. And that was back in 61 or 62. And we are in some serious trouble here, from a number of different directions. And you mentioned the World Economic Forum. You mentioned these NGOs. How do you fight that, Steve? How do you fight the enemy that is so demonically inspired and so demonically charged? You can't really do it on a, you cannot only do it on a physical level. It's got to be a spiritual battle, right?
is a spiritual battle. And, you know, the thing and I've said this openly, and I mean, there is a time we have now entered, in my opinion, it is a time of tribulations, plural. I'll let the people want to say, is this a great tribulation or a tribulation? I said, what will that argument matter if they're marching you up the stairs to cut your head off, okay? And again, you know, Doug, there is no going back. To answer your question specifically, what can we do? In the 42 months, it says this in the Word of God, and it was given, power was given unto the beast to make war on the saints and prevail. You know, I thought, that doesn't sound like a good deal to me, Jesus. And I mean that. And then he said, but read on, Steve. But they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. And, you know, we're held hostage by the fear of death. And the only way the fear of death can be overcome, in my opinion, is to come into a personal relationship with Jesus. Look, to be absent from the body is to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that's easy to say, but most of us have to realize this. Earth is not our home, and there's a lot of people that want to get us off the planet. But they don't recognize one thing, that they who reject the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to be eternally damned. And damnation is not good. Imagine being in the fires, the heart of the fire, in whatever, you know, Palisades or on the beach and on the community that's burning along the beach. And you know that's your forever, ever, ever. And people in hell know they're there. People in hell know there's no getting out. People in hell, and I tell everybody, I didn't say it, somebody, and I don't know who it's attributed to, but somebody said, on earth, the last name people want to hear is Jesus. In hell, the name they wish they would have listened to is the name of Jesus. So in essence, Doug, we've got not only psychopaths, we've got the Borgification, B-O-R-G. In essence, we're being assimilated. And even Elon Musk was talking about the demon in the machine. I think this is the biggest story in the world. I mean, people are spending almost, I think, I've asked somebody who knows how much money has been spent on all AI programs. You know what the number he said worldwide? $2 trillion. I said, well, that sounds like a lot of money. And then I said, nah, that's just what Biden spends in a day. You know, I mean, the amount of money going into that. So what our Glyph team, and there's 8 people around the world, and we're doing everything we can. And I'm believing God to raise up the funds necessary, because I could say they would not like me. And because of the cosmic conscience of Google, that's their way of saying, we can't tell people we found God, you know, because the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God and the earth shows forth his handiwork. I have to tell everybody, there is no political solution to a spiritual problem. I think what Gary Haven said tonight, and actually on 4 shows before ours, is that it's critical. This is the point. And you didn't miss it. I know you didn't. But if Trump reneges, or what I'm telling you this, is that there are real threats out there, and they're going to make sure if the bomb doesn't get him, that the sharpshooters, well, snipers don't get him, the gunships will get him. Well, gee, where do you get a helicopter? Well, you might be surprised how many of them exist, not in the military, but in the private intelligence world. So I want people to understand the technology that they're now kind of alluding to, that's been around since the days of Ben Rich. And Ben Rich was the head of Skunk Works. And you know, when he retired, by the way, he's called the father of stealth, S-T-E-A-L-T-H. When he retired, he said, there's nothing you can even consider. By the way, I think Star Trek, the TV series, was on. But he said, there's nothing on Star Trek that we haven't already done. I knew generals. I haven't talked to them in years. And listen, what they talk about, the technology that existed, and we're talking now about wormholes, we're talking about portals. I'm saying, you know, the current vernacular is in that world. And yeah, I won't say that. And we're talking about another bunch. No, I won't say it. I want to. Why is America so fixated on toilet paper? Well, I guess there are enough people that fit the category. You can't eat toilet paper. Hey, if you can't eat toilet paper, you know, I think then, and you can't eat food, you're in big trouble. I'm not trying to be a wise ass. I'm not trying to be a smart ass. But I want people to understand something. There is real events. There are real events taking place. Your life means nothing to these monsters. Gary told, hey, and when he and 100 helicopter pilots were ferrying equipment in, the feds came in and took all the equipment. And FEMA is not your friend. They are not your friend. I call them, oh, I got multiple names for FEMA. But the point being is they have all these camps and they want you and I in 72 categories going in. The fact that one of those freaking camps exists is a testimony to our cowardice. And I'm not trying to get anybody to do anything, but I'm just saying this. When we could have talked about, how long have we been talking about FEMA camps, Doug? 20, 25 years?
It's been a while. Yeah.
So, you know, again, brother, thanks for the show tonight, but we're at a pivotal week, okay? We're at a pivotal week. If NATO, and my sources tell me this, if NATO moves troops, they say they're going to sneak them in. Are you kidding me? You can't have the biggest bunch of liars keeping secrets. That's NATO and the West. They're going to get smashed. And I think this is something else. You can't play checkers like in my opinion, the Pentagon, denying that the Poseidon nuclear 100 megaton torpedo is real, that you can't deny the black hole submarines that can surface alongside a aircraft carrier and disappear. And now you've got third-rate nations, or at least that's what they're called, like the Houthis that basically have hypersonic missiles. And, you know, stuff that happens like to the USS Eisenhower. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, there is no truth coming up of the mainstream media or the Pentagon because they don't want you to know how dangerous the situation. And so I would say that the offers to talk and to be amicable. I mean, President Putin, you know, I mean, he's held out the olive branch. And ladies and gentlemen, it's true power that's trying to present nuclear war. I'm watching the statements. And when somebody's talking intelligently, oh boy, what a strange commodity in this crazy world. And I think one of them, I think it was maybe Foreign Minister Lavrov said this statement. He said, you know, you're like a bunch of kids with gasoline playing with matches. And if anybody's ever thrown it, I don't recommend it. I did it once. I don't know where my head was at. Oh, I know. It was raining. It was up in the mountains, had a fire pit, and I had a little bit of gas. Man, I threw that into the fire, and the shockwave blasted me back. And I'm telling you, just a little bit of gas, a big explosion, and technically that's how fuel air explosives work, but I don't want to go into there now. Ladies and gentlemen, disclosure is underway. We're going to see more stuff in the skies. There are four different categories of stuff in the skies. There are drones. There are TR-3s, Tango Romeo 3 and Tango Romeo 4 Bravos. There's all kinds of craft that can cloak. They can go invisible, and then they become visible. There are spiritual craft, literally UFOs. And then there are the orbs that can basically be called shape-shifting fallen angels that can take on human form and they can take on stuff form. And that's the basis of taboo. And so the taboos are going to be broken, you know, especially in the intelligence world. They can't keep a lid on this thing much longer. And what they're trying to do, Doug, is by allowing certain information to come out, they're trying to say, well, we told you. No, they didn't. They're only forced to tell the truth. And so I'm telling everybody, you better pray. You better pray for this coming week if you claim Jesus, because the plot is real, the plan is real, and that plan is to destroy not only the president, but the inauguration, and also the foreign dignitaries that will be there. And I really think if they were smart, they'd move it out of Washington, D.C., because they do not understand the evil that is being purposed against them. Doug, God bless you. Eric, thank you so much, and I'm just grateful for that you hosted the show tonight, and it's really serious. This isn't Looney Tune time. I take that back. Probably it is. It's a Looney Tune time, but we've got to keep our sanity.
We do indeed. Steve, I want to thank you so much. You and Gary Haven, thank you for all you've done and you do continue to do. Hey, next week, this might be a different conversation. If you come back with Gary, we might be talking some good stuff or some, you know, holy cow. Who knows? But looking forward to it. Thank you, my friend. Get some rest. I know you were up late.